You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Brother Ralph Craig begins our service singing for us, I Just Heard from Heaven.
Once I wandered out in sin, far from God away. But the Savior took me in, gave me peace that day. All my heart to Him I give, no more sin allowed. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sins are all forgiven. He washed them white as snow. The load that once I carried, He took away somehow. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all trials come to you and me, burdens hard to bear. But our heartaches, grief and pain, He will gladly share. So just look up and trust in Him and leave your burdens there. And you will hear from heaven when you call in prayer. I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sins are all forgiven. He washed them white as snow. The load that once I carried, He took away somehow. And I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. The passing of a loved one dear brings sadness to our heart. But with the Savior's presence near, those dark clouds soon will part. For when we think of where He's gone, it brings relief somehow. Now one more soul's in heaven, and it's all right now. Sing it with us.
I just heard from heaven, this one thing I know, my sin.
Wonderful. We have the privilege of bringing our burdens and our cares to the Lord, and He has not limited us to just a few. The Scriptures instruct us, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Yes, when we hear from heaven, all things are all right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have today of sharing this service with this precious people. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to everyone in our congregation. We pray that the Word of God and the songs as they go forth will reach hearts, will touch souls, and will be a blessing to hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today
our subject for today's broadcast, the work of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. Our text of Scripture, Acts 1 and 8. You shall receive power After that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Jesus told the disciples, "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." John 16:7. Acts is largely a book in which the Holy Spirit is prominent. As our text says, the disciples were to receive power from the Holy Spirit. As a result of receiving the Holy Spirit, they were to be witnesses in the home, Jerusalem, in the community, Judea, in other states, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. All 120 were filled with the Holy Spirit there in the upper room. Jesus had told them not to depart from Jerusalem until the promise of the Father was fulfilled. And so all 20 of them were there in the upper room, and all 20 of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. But not all 120 spoke in another language. It was only those that the Spirit of God gave the ability to speak. And they spoke a language that was understood. It was not an unknown tongue. For some said, "How hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born?" So it was not an unknown tongue. It was a different language. Peter, standing up with the 11, preached a powerful sermon, and he preached under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit backed up what he said. And the Spirit of God worked with hearts, dealt with souls, and convicted hearts. For when they were pricked in heart, they said to Peter and to the rest of them, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And they were told that they were to repent and be baptized, every one of them, for the remission of sins. And on that particular day, the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls approximately were added unto the church. For the Lord adds to the church daily those that are being saved. And so the Spirit of God convicted those precious souls, and nearly 3,000 were saved. And that's the only way anyone can be saved, is for the Holy Spirit to convict them and to draw them. For Jesus said, "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw them." And so the Spirit of God, at God's directions, convicts and draws souls unto repentance and unto salvation. Now the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, as recorded in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." So God intended, through the experience of justification and sanctification, that everyone become a temple, a vessel for the indwelling of the Spirit of God, sanctified and meet for the Master's use by and through the workings of the Spirit of God. Now we read in the book of Acts, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, about two individuals who lied to the Holy Spirit, and what a serious consequence that was. There was a hardship come upon the church there in Jerusalem, and there were different ones that were endeavoring to help. Barnabas had a piece of property, and he sold it and brought it to the disciples or to the apostles. And so there was two people, Ananias and Sapphira. They had a piece of property, and they were professing among them, and they wanted to be accepted and thought that they were doing the same thing. And so they sold a piece of property, and they kept back part of it. And as a result of their keeping back part of it, they lied to the Holy Spirit. And Peter, Ananias came in first, and Sapphira later. So Peter said to Ananias, "Why have you put it or allowed Satan to put it into your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" And when Ananias heard that, he fell dead at Peter's feet. And they took him out immediately and buried him. They did things different in that day, evidently, because they didn't even tell Sapphira about it. Later on, Sapphira came in and Peter asked her, "Did you sell that property for so much?" "Oh, yes, that's what we sold it for." And Peter said to her, "The same young man that carried your husband out to bury you is standing at the door ready to carry you out." And she fell dead at Peter's feet also. There was something unusual about that, because many people lie and do not fall dead. But Peter said to Ananias, "You have lied to the Holy Spirit." I know there's people who deny there is such a person as the Holy Spirit, but they lied to the Holy Spirit, and as a result, they fell dead. Now, we're told by the Apostle Paul in Romans 8 and 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So the Spirit of God is not just some power. Although the Spirit of God gives power, the Spirit of God has the understanding of the will of God, and He is able to lead those who are filled with the Spirit. So Paul said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now Stephen was one of the seven that were chosen to take care of the widows. There had been a dispute and a complaining that certain women and their children were being neglected, and Peter asked him to appoint seven over the matter so that they could take care of these widows. And Peter said, "We will give ourselves to the study of the word and prayer." And Stephen was one of them. And Stephen was very faithful in carrying out the task. And in his being faithful, God was able to use him in a greater measure. So we read in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8 that by the hand of Stephen he did great wonders and miracles among the people. And he preached to them the truth of the gospel and told them of their sins. And it really stirred those religious people who were only hypocrites. And they were so stirred, so angered, that they took Stephen outside the city and stoned him to death. Yes, they stoned Stephen to death because he was moved and motivated by the Spirit of God to do wonders and miracles and to tell them the truth. When Stephen was permitted to speak, he preached to them a very powerful sermon. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, the Bible says. In other words, they were convicted by the Spirit of God in regard to what Stephen was saying. And they gnashed on him with their teeth, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he asked the Lord to forgive them for what they were doing. Now Philip was also one of the seven, and Philip went to Samaria, yes, to those despised Samaritans, and there he preached Christ unto them and the kingdom of God. And he also, through the power of the Holy Spirit, worked miracles, including casting out unclean spirits and healing sick bodies, and people were saved and were baptized. And then Peter and John heard about this, and others of the apostles, and they were sent, Peter and John were sent to Samaria, and they prayed for those new converts that they might receive the Spirit of God. For, as yet, he was fallen upon none of them. So we read in chapter 8, verses 5 through 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God was given to those new converts, and they were given added power to live the gospel that Philip preached to them. Now the Apostle Peter left Jerusalem, and he went to Lydia, and he healed Onesimus, and then he was called to Joppa, and he was raised, there he raised Dorcas from the dead, yes, she had died, and Peter was there at a place that we know today as Lode, which is where the international airport is located. And he was there, and they came and got him and brought him to Joppa. This woman had been a very faithful woman. She had made clothing for the children and for the orphans and helped them. And they laid her up, or laid her body up, and they sent for Peter. And when Peter got there, he, through the power of the Spirit of God, raised the Dorcas from the dead. And what a rejoicing time they had. Now, the Spirit of God also went with Peter when he went up to Cornelius' house at Caesarea. While Peter was there at Joppa, men came to him and said that he was to come up to Cornelius' house, who was a centurion at Caesarea. And Peter, having had a vision of a sheet with all kinds of animals let down in it, unclean ones, and he was told to rise, kill, and eat. And Peter said, "Not so, Lord. No unclean thing ever entered my mouth." And he was told, "Do not call something unclean whom God has cleansed." And that prepared him for these men coming from Caesarea, asking him to come up to Cornelius' house there at Caesarea. And whenever he got there, he told them more perfectly the way of the Lord. And while Peter was speaking to them, the Spirit of God came upon Cornelius and others of his household. And so by that, the Lord showed that the Gentiles had access to the same precious Holy Spirit that the Jewish people had. There were Jews that had gone with Peter up there, and they didn't believe that the Gentiles could receive the Holy Spirit, but there they were convinced because of what happened, and the Gentiles did indeed receive the Spirit of God. Yes, under the new covenant, there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentiles. All have access to salvation. All have access to the grace of God. After Peter returned to Jerusalem, and Paul and Barnabas came up to try to settle the discussion about whether the Gentiles had to be circumcised and obey the old law, Peter reminded them of what had happened at Cornelius' house there in Caesarea. In that conference, the apostle Peter was questioned, and Peter said, "God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." That's Acts 15:8-9. And we see from this that there is a cleansing in the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there is a cleansing in the experience that we commonly call sanctification. And Peter not only told the people there at Jerusalem that God had given the Gentiles the Spirit of God, purifying their hearts by faith, but he said it was the same as what happened to us on the day of Pentecost. And so Peter and those 120 there in the upper room, their hearts were also purified in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And God would have everyone who would receive him, receive his Son, to also receive the Spirit of God in the experience of sanctification. Now, Paul and Barnabas were called by the Holy Spirit to start their first missionary journey. They were there at Antioch of Syria, and the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Thus they started on their first missionary journey under the direction and leadership of the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul, coming to Ephesus, asked the 12 disciples, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" Now, if you receive the Spirit of God automatically when you are converted, Paul would not have asked such a question. But he asked these 12 disciples, "Have you received the Spirit of God since you believed?" They had not even as much as heard of the Holy Spirit. And Paul enlightened them, and they too were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit appoints elders over the congregations of God's church. Paul, again, speaking to the elders of Ephesus, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Acts 20 and 28. No, the church of God and the spiritual offices are not filled by voting. You don't vote in pastors and vote out pastors. The Spirit of God must qualify an individual to be a pastor. The Spirit of God is the one who gives the gift of teaching, the gifts of healing, the gift of miracles. Read 1 Corinthians 12 and see how many times the Apostle Paul, in reference to the various spirits, or the various gifts, says, "by the same Spirit." One of the greatest needs to the church or in the church today is Spirit-filled, Spirit-led people. For again, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For the church, for individuals to be victorious today, we must be vessels for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And God is willing and anxious to give all who will meet the conditions the Holy Spirit. If we, being of this time world, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? You don't have to beg and beg. What you have to do is meet the conditions, and God will gladly give you the Holy Spirit. And He will give you power to live a consistent Christian life. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Privileged to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know. And you may address your mail, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us on our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. And we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Oh, the name of him.